What's happening? What's happening, family? It's your main man, TJ Chapman, host of the TJ Chapman Show. We are back with another live episode, and we got a gang of special guests in here tonight. Gotta have them. Now, for those who wasn't with us last week, we talked about a very touchy subject. You know, we had a lot of people that went to the side of nastiness and... We got a whole lot of feedback. And that's what you get on the live. I mean, I told you that what you see is what you get. So, but we definitely have three special guests in the building tonight. And they're actually going to join in and help us conclude our three-part series of who's to blame for teenage having consensual sex with these adults. So, so we're just going to go ahead and go around the horn real quick.
Okay.
And introduce our special guest. We have Robin Hoffman. She's a former certified behavior analyst who's going to weigh in her expertise on tonight's subject. And, of course, we have to have an attorney in the building to make sure that we are legally talking about the things that we're supposed to talk about. Penelope Barnett. Or Barrett. There you go. Got me like Steve Harvey. And of course, as you can see, this ain't baby up here next to me. But it's a better half. Buddha. What's happening, player?
What's good, Simples? And baby, I'll be home soon.
After you go to the L house.
Yeah, I'll be going out.
We gotta get something to eat. All right, so we're gonna jump right into it, man, and just dive into last week's topic, and you know maybe you guys can chime in a little bit on it. Mm-hmm. But who's to blame for teenagers having consensual sex with these adults? I'm gonna start with Robin.
I'm gonna start with you,
certified behavior analyst.
Is there a who or is there a what? Right. Can we blame social media? Can we blame all of the access that they have way too much, way too soon? Mm-hmm. At a young age, they're seeing more than they should and more than their brains can comprehend and learn how to navigate socially when that's what they know. So they think this social media is real. So is it a who or is it a what to blame?
Wow. And what do you think it is then?
I think it's a combination of everything, right? I think our kids, no matter how much you try as a parent to block them from certain things, they have so much access on their cell phones, their laptops. I mean, even in school, they expect them to have a cell phone. They have assignments that they have to do with their iPad or with their phones or whatever it is. So they're expected to have these electronics. So how do you monitor them 24/7? You absolutely can't. Mm.
Right.
And if you can monitor your own, you're not monitoring their friends, right? So... the access is going to be there.
There's a whole bunch of peer pressure out there, and my goodness gracious. And so what do you think besides just social media? I mean, do you blame maybe the teenager for liking what they like, or the adult who may have an idea like, that person might be a little bit too young, let me not touch that with a 10-foot pole?
Well, I mean, you got to be real. This is not new. This is not, human sexuality is not new. This is something that's been going on from the beginning of time. So it's not new. Now we have, like I said, more access. So you're seeing more of it. There's more talking about it. They used to not, you know.
Right.
Back in the day,
hush.
You know, when you were married, you slept in separate beds. Yeah. So you wouldn't see any of this stuff. But now it's so prevalent. It's so out there. So I think that all has a part to do with it.
So let's go to our attorney.
Yes.
And get her expertise and her legal advice. Mm. Who's to blame for these teenagers wanting to be fast-assed and want to have sex with older adults?
Well.
The Kardashians.
Right. I can tell you that it really doesn't matter, at least in the eyes of the law, who's to blame. A teenager can run naked through the streets, and it doesn't matter. The second that an adult puts their hands on them, there are steps that need to be taken. So there's a strict rule of law regarding teenagers and sex. And although there are some exceptions, for the most part, it's on the adult So it doesn't matter how short their shorts are or, you know, how buff they look. It's on the adult, and the adult is the one that gets punished, not the teenager. So they need to keep that in mind as soon as they see these little girls, you know, running by with these little short shorts on, that it's not the little girl that's going to have a problem. It's going to be the adult.
Now, here's my thing from a legal standpoint. Mm. The law says you have to be a certain particular age to be able to consent.
Yes.
Is that just something that is on by law, or do you really think that a 15-year-old, 14-year-old, 16-year-old can consent on their own because they say that their mind is not developed, which is why they put that in law? I know right. a lot of 14, 15-year-olds smart as hell, and they know more than a 35, 40-year-old person.
Yeah, there are a lot of them out there. So this came in because back in the day, you know, you could get married at 12. Like, we all heard the stories, our grandparents, well, I got married to my sweetheart when I was 12. He was 14, you know, like, this is the way we did things then, and which was true. That is the way they used to do things, but they don't do that now because there was a big movement way, way, way back to raise the age of consent. Now, you know, when this nation was born, there was a state of Delaware, you could actually give consent at age of 7.
Ugh.
Yeah. Delaware. Mm-hmm. Delaware. Not Georgia. Not Alabama. Delaware. Yes. So it has slowly raised the age. They started out with raising it from like 10 and 7, which is way back then, to 12. And just now, 2018, is when every state in the union is 16 and up. So there are several states that are 16, some at 17, and some at 18. And just so everybody knows, in Florida, it is 18.
18.
Well, we banned to Florida, right? Mm-hmm.
For the first time. For the first time ever, you can say Florida made a good
choice.
And see, I'm glad you said that, and you're on the show, because later in the show, we have a segment where we're actually going to talk about that when you have two kids mm-hmm. going to the same high school.
Yes.
You know, one's a freshman mm-hmm. in high school, another one's a senior, mm-hmm. but still in the same school system, but just so happened maybe have stayed back. So now you're as 18.
Yep.
So are you considered legal because you're still at high school? Do you still fall up under that? We're going to talk all about that.
Book them, Deno.
In our next segment. So, man, it's going to be
there's
great. I can't wait to get that one. And Devontae, my man.
Yo, what's up, man? What's up? Yes, sir.
Welcome back. You ain't no stranger
to the show, man.
Definitely
not. Definitely not.
So what's your thoughts on it? I mean, people don't think that as a man, you know, when you have sex with an older woman and you're, you know, young Thundercat, 14, 15 years old, you getting high fives and praises. Boy, that a boy. That's my boy right there. Hey, boy, you tapping that young ass.
Yeah.
What you talking about? And it don't really get spoken about that much versus the other way around.
Yeah.
You know, so who you think is to blame for these teenagers having consensual sex with these adults?
I feel like it got it go back to the parents, too, because, you know, it go back to where, you know, I know when I used to go visit my girl. Her parents used to make us sit in the front room, her dad sitting beside me, her mom watching TV. You know, you got some people that, you know, allow the kids to go in the room, close the door, and do whatever. Just give them that freedom. And so you're giving them that freedom and the opportunity to do it. So it kind of started with the parents on how they was raised, I feel like, too.
Well, what about if you got a parent that's a single parent that's having to work two jobs just to raise, you know, have ends meet to make it, and now they got to work nighttime? Don't get off until 1:30 in the morning, 2 o'clock, and now
it's the
house.
You know, then at that point, it's in their power. You know, it's set the environment. You know, set the environment straight to make sure they can't get easy access to it or something like that. But then, you know, it's on them then, because it's out of your hands after that. Mm-hmm. You know, if you ain't got no control in it, you can't control it.
Right.
You know,
man, oh man.
But it's still, I feel like, on the adult. If you're saying there's an adult woman and it's a male child, it's still her, you know, it's on her.
Yeah.
But some of these grown, these bigger kids, looking like a grown ass man.
Looking and acting are two different things. Their maturity level.
It's crazy. Look what happened to Stella. When she got her groove.
Got her groove.
She 43 years old messing with Winston. Hey. Yeah, he 20.
He was legal,
but they still say, oh, that's a kid. He still want to play video games and want to have fun. And, you know, he's still young, wet behind the ears, look like all the other stuff. So, you know, the legal aspect of it all is just that. Mm. So John. Mm. Welcome back to the show, my brother.
Appreciate it for having me.
And, you know, we're going to just go ahead and talk about a little bit of what you've been up to since you was last in the studio. So what you got going on now?
Man, I just, honestly, right now, I've just been promoting my single. It's called All Around Girl. I got a video out on YouTube. Definitely check that out. It's some comedy up in there, some dancing, some choreography and stuff like that. Trying to give that Chris Brown feel to it and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But other than that, just really been pushing that. And you know, I had a lot of time to get myself together spiritually up in the mind, you know, because in this world, you get lost sometimes, and it's what you put in your brain. You got kind of, you know, watch what you put in your brain. But as far as a creator or a musician, artist, painter, something like that, you know, we get these things called a writer's block where we just don't get inspired, can't do nothing like that. But I just feel like if you good here in the mind, you know, if you good in the inside, then you can create that, you know, you can give off that happiness or you can give off that vibe or something like that. But if you ain't good in the mind, you filled up with drugs and toxic and all this stuff, only thing you trying to do is just rhyme words that on a beat and stuff that don't really make sense.
Right.
And you ain't really pushing a message necessarily trying to help nobody. Because I represent anxiety. I'm walking representative of anxiety. You know, I'm working on a project now, and it's all about, you know, anxiety and stuff like that, but it represents the fact that you can get through anxiety. And you don't be nervous, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, at a point in time, I thought, all right, it's just normal to get nervous and just start, you know what I'm saying, sweating and shaking before you got to do something. But, you know, it's different ways to deal with it, meditation, you know, stuff like that. So it's a lot, man. It's my Instagram, everybody that been following my Instagram, man. I've just been giving out these little, you know, sessions, the spiritual sessions, just getting everybody straight in the head, you know. So little stuff like that, man, you know, trying to get everybody to elevate their mind, kind of.
Exactly. Yeah. I like that, man.
Appreciate
it, man.
Going
for, man. Ever since I first met you, man, we sat down, we talked about what your vision was. I believe in my vision. I believe in your vision.
Yes.
I told you, you know, my platform is your platform.
Definitely.
Same thing with you, ladies. My platform is yours. So,
yeah.
Now, you write and produce most of your music, right? Mm.
Now, I write, engineer. Now, you know, I get my beats and stuff from, you know, various producers and stuff, but I definitely write and record and do the marketing, the graphic design, and all that stuff like that, the videos. Okay. Now, I did have a guy named Brian. He helped me out with my videos and my photo shoots and everything like that. So shout out to him, Nigel, and everybody like that. And, but other than that, I edit everything, man. And that's why I kind of went to school for that, so I'll be able to do that, so I won't have to break my pocket just to get somebody to do a cover for me, you know. Mm-hmm. I can just do it myself because I know the vibe I want to give, you know, what type of energy I want to give out on it, you know.
Now you have a couple of singles out right now, and let's go ahead and listen to one of those singles that you have coming out right now, or that you're playing right now. So we're gonna go ahead and get that queued up.
Cool.
Situation getting heavy, girl, cause you got something that I've been wanting, and temptation getting crazy, girl, cause I just wanna hit it in the morning, and she gon' bust it down just while she yawning, and we gon' do it all just like she wanted, and we gon' get it all the way to the morning. Ease it up, please, I hit it like Derek Jeter,
She's a teaser, I'm a monster. She called me the got her with it in 2 liters. That fat and need 2 seaters. 3 a.m. I go meet her to slide in it like a visa. Leave her, man, she's a diva. Put her on that pedestal, exactly how I treat her. Got me round her finger, got me high just like some reefer. Said she like that Mary Jane, her favorite flower is the roses. Got her in different poses, tripping when we together. Like that, I'm from the South, she just loving this country grammar. Any type of weather, I'm pulling up anyway. Nah, trick, we getting paid in the shade. Cause these money trees looking real nice. Rolling up the Wiz Khalifa, drinking gin without the Sprite. Gotta all around, girl, keep my mind right. Say she love the venture, never think twice. Yeah, situation getting heavy, girl. Cause you got something that I've been wanting. And temptation getting crazy, girl. Cause I just wanna hit it in the morning. And she gon' bust it down just while she yawning. And we gon' do it all just like she wanted. And we gon' get it all the way.
Man, that joint, that was was fire.
Appreciate it, man.
And it was fire. Nice. I
appreciate it.
But so, definitely, if you like that, man, y'all need to go cop that. How can they get access to it?
So that's, snap. I'm up here trying to adjust this mic. right now, it's definitely on YouTube and Spotify. Right now, I'm in the middle of building my website, so probably give me a week on that, and then you'll be able to purchase on my website.
Oh, man, that's dope, man. Definitely. I heard one of the lyrics in that, you know, you like to hit it in the morning.
that's you relate,
that's,
man.
That's the best time. You know, and mine's is legal. So,
yeah. There we go. Love is illegal, man. We're good, man.
So what went into that song? Like, what inspired you to write that?
So honestly, man, I came up with the video first, and that's crazy because my first time doing that. And I bought the beat first, and I went about this one way different because what I usually do with my music is I come up with the cover first, and then whatever vibes I get, I play like every beat that I got. With the cover up, I know that's weird. With the cover up on the screen, whatever vibes I get or whatever message that I get, that's what I put out with that, you know. But with this one, I came up with the video and I kind of just kind of wrote the song in kind of like in the form of the video. So, you know, it's a weird way to come up with it, but yeah, that's, okay. You know, and it was all
got that bounce
yeah,
to it,
and
man.
It was and definitely for like independent nice women and stuff. It.
On
definitely.
Top of that, and like, you know, some of these other beats you can put anything with, peanut butter, jelly.
Yeah.
I eat something. So, you know, this definitely does have a message, and I like it.
Appreciate it, man.
So,
thank you.
So how can the fans follow you? I know you got multiple handles out there.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead and drop it to everybody.
Because I had to split my pages up, man. But my IG, everywhere, social media, YouTube, Twitter, SoundCloud, John DaVinci, JohnDe. VINCI. Now, like I said, that's everywhere. You know, I ain't gonna give out all the rest of the handles because it might get a little confusing, but everything is attached to that. So if you go on, like I said, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, everywhere, just type in on Google John DaVinci and I should come up.
Boom, just like that. Man, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate you, man.
I want to continue to promote this, man. And like
definitely.
I said, my platform is your platform.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Definitely want you to stay for the rest of the
part yes,
of
yes.
this discussion. That
definitely, man.
On
definitely.
And, definitely. And so for the listeners that just tuning in, we finna get ready and we're going to rewind this thing back. So we can get Casanova to go ahead and play this thing back.
Okay.
We're going to take you into a break and we're going to dive in part two of our topic for tonight.
Okay.
So make sure y'all get your glass of wine and your Conrad, whatever make you feel right. Keep it locked. The best is yet
deep.
To come.
Hey.
Let's go.
Situation getting heavy, girl. Cause you got something that I've been wanting. And temptation getting crazy, girl. Cause I just wanna hit it in the morning. And she gon' bust it down just while she yawning. And we gon' do
throw it out just like she wanted. And we gon' get it all the way to the morning. Ease it up, hon, please. I hit it like Derek Jeter. She's a teaser, I'm a monster. She call me the... Got her with her than 2 liters. That bad, it need 2 seaters. 3 a.m. I go meet her to slide in it like a visa. Leave her, man, she's a diva. Put her on that pedestal, exactly how I treat her. Got me round her finger, got me high just like some reefer. Said she like that Mary Jane, her favorite flower is the roses. Got her in different poses, tripping when we together. Like that, I'm from the South, she just loving this country grammar. Any type of weather, I'm pulling up anyway. Nah, trick, we getting paid in the shade of these money trees, looking real nice. Rolling up the Wiz Khalifa, drinking gin without the Sprite. Gotta all around, girl, keep my mind right. Say she love the venture, never think twice. Yeah, situation getting heavy, girl. Cause you got something that I've been wanting. And temptation getting crazy, girl. Cause I just wanna hit it in the morning. And she gon' bust it down just while she yawning. And we gon' do it all just like she wanted. And we gon' get it all the way to the morning.
Hey, 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 hey. I took out my bed, turned my swag on, hey, hey. Messing with this swag, I know, swag, I know. I took out my bed, turned my swag on, swag on, hey, hey. Messing with this swag, I know, swag, I know.
Yeah, hey, she don't need the benches cause she used to those. Got a lot of habit, that's why she used to dough. And she be acting classy, got them watching every post. But she get a little ratchet with these groupies. And now she's not a stylist, but she sauce dripping. Got them red bottoms on and got her blunt just skinny dipping. In a pool full of liquor, like the liquor, like a lollipop. Anytime and any place, and she can get it on the spot. Cause got, baby girl, you look so fine. I got a plan for you that consists of you being mine. Drop the top and feel the breeze. Cause that sun gon' shine. Say she like to back it up like the year 99. And now we ballin' cause these money trees looking real nice. Rollin' up the Wiz Khalifa, drinking gin without the Sprite. Got her all around, girl, keep my mind right. Say she love the venture, never think twice. Yeah, situation getting heavy, girl. Cause you got something that I've been wanting. And temptation getting crazy, girl. Cause I just wanna hit it in the morning. And she gon' bust it down just while she yawning. And we gon' do it all just like she wanted. And we gon' get it all the way to the morning.
What's happening, family? We back, man. We are back. And joining us again, we have attorney Penelope. And we have Robin, the lovely Robin.
Hello.
Behavior specialist, analyst.
That's right.
John Da Vinci, musician, yes, sir. Graphic designer.
Oh, yeah.
And just popped in was a 12-year-old who just
said, yeah. 12.
That's good vibe. That's good vibe.
Yeah, that's
team,
good.
Team Android that's versus team iPhone. You probably do my, in some my lifetime something. And so she's going to be joining us on the set because she has some very good information that we were talking about behind the scenes in regards to this because, you know, even though I made jokes about, you know, looking like 12 years old, but she's a grown woman. She's a grown
she
woman.
She is a grown woman.
And so, upgraded to 15. So, so now, right now, how old are you?
28.
She's 28. Mm. And so they say black don't crack. Now, how often do you get asked, "How old are you?" Off rip.
If from people in general or guys that are trying to
guys trying to holler at you. Like, do they have this question like, how you will?
And how it comes out nowadays isn't exactly like that. Right. Sometimes they'll strike a conversation first, I guess, to see where my headspace is and to see.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, to see my headspace exactly and see what type of conversation that I can have and partake in. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, you don't sound like you're young, so how old are you?
Right.
And then But if somebody asks me off work, well, how old you is? You get blocked. Like, first of all,
right.
Well, how old you is.
No, that's how I come out.
Grammar Nazi.
That's how I come out. Yeah, where I'm from, they got a mouthful of gold, be like, shout out, how you are.
Yeah.
Oh, how is you bees?
Yeah, see, that's good. Right.
So,
but that's not new. I went through the same thing. I think you went through the same thing, right?
Well, I crack a little.
Oh, okay. I went through the same thing.
But yes, I looked young.
Yeah.
So, right now we've already talked about who's to blame. It's a lot of blame go around to a lot of people. Now, in our next segment, we're going to talk about high school senior having sex with a high school freshman, you know, versus a high school sophomore or junior having sex with a college freshman. Mm-hmm. So are there like really any like differences? Because now your boyfriend, he a senior, you dating the captain of the football team, he's senior in high school, and you know, he's the macho man on campus, and he just so happened to take a freshman to the senior prom and smash that same night. And now they go together. Just like that.
And this is when we talk about the development.
All in that order. Now, he might have stayed back a few years. So that put him in that 18-year-old range, but yet they still go to the same school. So, Penelope, does the law put that senior categorized?
At risk?
You know, do we put them at risk? They find that, you smashing a 14, 13-year-old freshman, but yet y'all go to the same school.
Yeah.
Do they still fall up under that school umbrella as a minor until they graduate?
Okay, so it's not about the school so much as the age difference. So there's something called Romeo and Juliet defense. Mm. And on that, it's about 4-year difference, right? So that would theoretically cover that like senior to freshman range, right? But it's not in every state. Florida does not have that. Warning.
Once again. Once again, Florida's leading the charge.
Florida does not have that. It's only about 30 states. And it's not like you can just be like, oh, I'm good. No, you actually have to use that as a defense. And that may not fully exonerate you. You can say, okay, well, I didn't know, you know, oh, we're only this far apart. And it could be, doesn't matter.
Got the same class.
Doesn't matter. It's about the age difference. So it doesn't matter if she was a sophomore in high school and they're a sophomore in college, right? Doesn't matter. When it really, the age really cuts off is 23 with these Romeo and Juliets. So 23, it doesn't matter at all.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if she was, 18 or just turned 18, because there's so much of a difference by then, and under the age of 13. So if you are 17 and she is 13, you are in big trouble.
As you should be.
big trouble. So you can't, you can't pull that Romeo and Juliet. Oh, I'm 16, she's 12. Nope, you're going to jail. Yeah, going to jail.
Now, have there been any cases where this has happened to where it actually got punished to a point where it went to court or somebody got arrested for boyfriend, girlfriend? The parents are okay with it, but I guess somebody got mad and reported and saying, hey, such and such is having sex with this minor.
Exactly that. So all it takes is one person to report it, right? Mm-hmm. It could be an ex-boyfriend. It could be a parent. Usually as a parent. You should know that. It's usually a parent. Yes, it's statutory, which means that's it. Like, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You are this age, she was this age, or you were this age, and he was this age, and that's it. You got to figure out some sort of defense. You better hire me. You better get in there.
Have her 800 number scrolling across the bottom.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing with that. Now, doesn't the state attorney's office have an option to pursue and prosecute it? Can they listen, they're still kids, because morally, they still kids.
Right.
they not really technically grown, because I know my mama told me I wasn't grown until I'm 25. You know, if you can't rent a car without having to pay extra fees, your ass ain't grown.
Right.
So, pretty much. So can the state attorney's office decide not to pursue it and be like, hey, just wait till you get of age and then go back and holler like some guys do.
Right.
Sit your little fast ass down, but come holler at me when you turn 18, then we good. We can talk. So can they do that?
They no. cannot.
So they have to.
Okay.
Dollars and cents.
This is, yeah. So this falls into that special category of offenses. So there's certain things they can choose to pick up and put down and say, okay, yes, no, maybe so. But because of this sort of law, because it is a strict standard, they don't have an option. So they do have to pursue it if they find enough credible evidence to support it.
So now you got the time gap. There's no Romeo and Juliet law here in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So you have that 18, 17-year-old dating.
Yes.
Is that too close of age to where, like, you know what? All right, that's fine. That's cool.
No.
Still no.
Not here for Florida. Now, other states, yeah, you can do that. You can be like, oh, but we're so close in age. It doesn't matter. We're planning on getting married. That is fine in other states. Like I said, there's 30 other states that totally allow this. But this is not one of them. So wow. I would check ID. I would check with the friends. I would be like, what school did you say you went to again? because you can get caught up and it's something that you can't get out of. Once you're in that trap, you can't get out of it. So, and then you would be a registered sex offender.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that carries for a lifetime. That's like, yes, I spent my, 6 months in jail, because it could be as short a term as that, but you still have to register as a sex offender, and then you're stuck with that for the rest of your life. And who hires a sex offender? Does anybody hire a sex offender?
Not really knowing that your high school sweetheart was 17 and you turned 18 3 days later,
right.
And now you're getting arrested.
Right.
What kind of frackle-knackle bull is that?
I don't know.
But on paper, it just says registered sex offender.
And then you're going to have to explain that forever.
Forever and ever. But, wow, it's crazy, because we talk about that, and when they say even though you're 22, 23, you're legally of age in a sense, but they still have a kid's mentality, especially like on the college campuses when you're having these different parties, these different frat parties, and getting in trouble, and now it's like these kids are just having fun. Again, they call them kids. Because they're still young in the mind, not, really thinking what they're doing until they become of age, 25 and up, or whatever.
And that's when consent changes, too. When there's alcohol involved, drugs involved, consent changes, right? I mean, even in the eyes of the law. But when we're talking about all of these things and age, it's the sexual development has so many components. I think we haven't addressed all of them. I mean, we have sexually, we grow physically, emotionally, cognitively, socially, and morally. So there's so many different aspects to it. So when you said earlier, TJ, you said, well, this person's so smart. Well, they could be smart maybe at math or science, but socially or emotionally, they may not be as aware, to be able to give this type of consent.
They're not there yet.
So now, because right now you have, I'm not sure you heard the story about this 23-year-old state trooper having sex with this 14, 15-year-old.
There's so many layers to this.
Now, here's what we're going to say.
Well, he's in a position of power.
Into the next segment. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about, a 22, 23-year-old year-old teacher teaching in high school? Because technically they are still in their mind. They're educationally smart. They went to school, but they still have that young mentality to where they still want to go out and party. And then they run up on this 14, 15-year-old girl that looks just like their coworker, looking, what they call it? They call it a hot piece of ass. So now...
Matthew McConaughey said, grass on the field, you play. Isn't that what he said? Didn't he say that?
Grass on the field, you play.
That's it. That's the one. So, there's so many levels on this to a point where both of them knew what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And she, it was like, I'm in love with her. She's in love with me. and all this other stuff. Because his mindset is still there. So now you have these teenagers who are thicker than a bowl of grit sometimes, depending on what they eat now. Because I've, you know, my manager, he has, you know, he's a dean at one of the local high schools. He's also a basketball coach for the girls, as well as track and field. And, you know, I came to a couple of the games and, you know, track meets and different things. And I'm like, Coach, has anybody tried you before? And he was like, these fast-ass girls need to sit their ass down somewhere because they will do just that. Because they see something that they like because they're accustomed to, oh, I'm going to get this grown guy. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't need no little boy. I don't want boys in my life. I need a man in my life.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but then where are they getting that from, right? Like, where do you get that from?
Like, got to be rapping.
What age are you not scared of, oh, he's too old? Because when I was 14, I wasn't looking at no 23-, 24-year-old.
Thank you.
I'm 14. Yeah. Right? And
Disney
Channel done changed,
right? Right.
Back on Cartoon Network.
Don't swim. Don't swim. Don't swim.
Robot chicken.
No, but like, at what point? Because even now, with me being 28, if a guy comes to me and he's like, "Oh, I'm 35," I'm like, "Ooh, you're 35." Wait a minute. Right. Grandma, uncle age. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Like, so at 14, how are you comfortable with saying? In the girls' locker room when you eat your apple slices, how are you? Yeah, girl, I'm about to go try to get on coach. Like, no. I don't
think they tell the girl that they about to get on coach.
Oh, no, they talk. No,
they talk. They talk.
It's a tough girl that knows. Yes. Oh, there go your
that
man.
One.
There you go.
Yeah, try to get it.
Hell, well. Hey, I come before you for a period.
But, you know, that's great. For me, it was completely opposite. I did crave that attention because I wasn't getting that at home, which, you know, now in hindsight, obviously in my 40s, I can see right through that. But at that age, I worked at a hardware store at 17, and I had a 34-year-old boss that I was hitting on because I loved the attention. Wow. But now, you know, now that I can look back at that, it's like, what was I thinking? Yeah. You know.
So Penelope, have you been attracted to older men when you were younger?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of even one time. I think the oldest I was attracted to was a couple years older than me. Although I did have a boyfriend when I was 18 who was 24. Yes.
No.
Yes. But even that was a little strange, you know. But I was more mature than he was, you know. Like, I was just.
That's usually how it is.
Right. Like, I was just more mature. And we dated for a long time, but we didn't date until. Because I met him when I was 18. So my mom was like, I don't know about this. And then she met him and she was like, well, I guess it's okay. Because we were both in college at the time. But I didn't get a chance to see him too much because I was at a different college. So I think that probably made things a little better for her. She liked that he could take care of me. Mm-hmm. But for a long time, he was chasing me. And I was like, no.
Oh, so he was at you. Yeah. He was at you before 18. Yeah.
No. It was I was 18 when I met him, but I think he chased me for a good like 4 or 5 months, and we worked together. Like, so we saw each other every day. So it was everyday interaction, and I was just like, I don't know. And even my coworkers were like, "Oh, he's so nice. You should go. You should date him." I was like, no, I don't think so.
Peer pressure. That will be happening.
Yeah.
Right
there. Yeah. Exactly.
So my goodness. So Miss 12 got upgraded to 15 earlier. Yeah.
You can call me Nikki.
Yeah. I know Nikki. So Nikki.
Yes, sir.
What's been the oldest guy that you've been attracted to or tried to holler at you?
Well, I mean, the oldest guy that I've been attracted to that I have access to. And I say that because
hey, you gotta keep that legal, so send cross street from a lawyer.
No. I say that because I have like the the world's biggest crush on Idris Elba, but I don't have access to him. You get what I'm saying? So you.
Well, you're 28 now, so it don't matter.
So like, so who I have access to? Yes. I don't really think. Looking at nobody that much older than me.
Right.
But there has been, I have dated, the oldest I've dated was 35. But I've met him.
But how old are you?
I met him when he was, well, right? he's 35 now. I met him when I was 21 and he was,
do the math.
7 years.
7 years. So 28. Okay, it's 28.
There you go. So I met him, I was of age, I was 21, right. 28. And, you know, we've just been dealing from then. But I don't look at his age because, in a sense, we grew together because I met him when I was 21. So I don't, he's 35 now, but I don't look at it as, it'd be different if I met him today and he's 35. Like I said, like, hold, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But because I've known you for so long, it's like,
So to play devil's advocate here, don't you think these teenagers and these young adults, I call them. They call them young adults. Mm. Still, some of them still wet behind the ear with Similac. Mm-hmm. But don't you think their defense typically is, well, we're fond of each other. We know everything about each other. And we grew together.
I feel like back to the high school scenario,
right.
Nobody's really thinking about statutory or age limit. And first of all, if you're 14, I feel like you should take that into consideration. But nobody's really thinking about that part in high school. It's, oh, he's a captain on the football team. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's this on the basketball team. Oh, okay, well, boom, I'm going to try for the cheerleading squad or whatever so I can see him at practice. I can see him then. Mm-hmm. Just want to spend time with each other. So I don't think back in the high school conversation they're worrying about that. But I feel like at some point in time, even if you're a senior or a freshman in college, I feel like at some point in time you have to look at that age like, I don't know, because a lot of people have sisters or brothers. So you mean to tell me you're comfortable dating somebody your sister's age?
Right.
Bringing her to the house and your girlfriend and your sister watching.
Some of your siblings.
So we went on one together. Like,
talk about the same class they had earlier.
Some of your siblings be trying to get you to push up. Hey, girl, I'm fine. Listen, sis, I'm going to teach you how to please a man. Mm. I'm going to bring Jerome over. Yeah, I want you to sit there and watch.
Right.
Or vice versa with the brother. Yeah, hey, bruh, listen. I'm finna bring this little hot pizza over. I want you going to sit down. You can join in when I tell you.
And that goes back into what you were saying earlier with what's around them and how accessible.
Leave the door.
Because they feel like, right. Like that's what it's supposed to be nowadays.
That's
how social media is.
Right.
That's just not.
But then there's that break, right? Like, okay, so you may have been dating the senior when you were a freshman, and then he goes off to school, right? He goes off to college. Yep. He comes back to high school, and he's like, what was I doing? Right?
Yeah, because
that social development, right? He's like out in the world,
yeah,
right?
He done went from the little the miniature pack of Skittles to the whole big pack of Skittles in college. I got more flavors now.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
But even that, like, he comes back and he's like, these are kids. Like,
he probably got turned out by one of them juniors and seniors in college and got turned out. Because
you have to go out in the world and see, like, this thing.
Yeah. That's usually what happens when you got high school sweethearts and y'all don't go to the same college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
y'all go to different college, or Lord forbid, you still in high school and they graduate before you do, and you go out there and experience. You're like, you know what? You're right. This ain't gonna work.
This
ain't gonna work. So Penelope.
Yeah.
As long as you don't have sex, can you still date?
Trying so hard.
No, because I got people out here that are asking questions because they got kids in school that's in that predicament where you know.
I think it's important to define sex.
Yes. So
go ahead, Penelope. If you need help, I can.
In the eyes of the law,
there's
the way I have to define it, and there's the way you can define it, right? So those are two different things. So in the eyes of the law, sex includes oral sex, vaginal sex, any type of penetration is sex, right? Kissing is not sex, but it can be considered abuse of a child, right? Because they define anyone under the age, in the state of Florida, anyone under the age of 18 is a child, right? So now you're kind of going into the molestation area, right? So I would not recommend dating. I just would not do it. It's trouble here. You're just asking for trouble.
Can they cuddle?
Can they cuddle?
With a serious face.
Okay, so they can cuddle legally. That's like holding hands. Holding hands is fine. They can cuddle. That's like a hug. That's fine as long as it's, you know.
But no ass grabbing.
But there's, yeah, right? But basically, you're just asking for trouble, right? Because that always leads to something else. How is a cuddle not going to lead to a kiss? How is a kiss not going to lead to more touching? How is that not going to lead to eventual, you know, different levels of sex? How is that not going to progress to that level? And then you're just hiding, right? No.
Yeah.
You're just hiding.
Well, so, ma'ams. You heard it from the legal expert. Tell your son or your daughter.
Step away.
Step away. Don't. And y'all right. just be friends from a distance. Y'all go to the same church or whatnot.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Keep it cordial.
But here's a more frustrating type question that happens all the time. And since we do have our attorney expert here, women who falsely claim rape just to get what they want or not getting what they want, what type of laws are on the books when that happens?
Can I just really
have
to say
it ruins a man's life.
You are
only to find
100%
out
100%
right.
But I want to add in here from my perspective, from a psychology point of view, that is very rare.
Yes.
The percentage of women that claim that they have been raped and it did not happen is very, very minute. So I just want to say that. But you go ahead.
I'm gonna mirror that because it's true. It's very, very rare. I want to say it's something like 1 to 3%.
That's what I think.
It's super low. So out of every 100, you're talking about one lady that's stepping up and like, oh, I lied. I'm sorry. You know.
It's only until they got caught up pressure.
So you said there's one. I'm sorry to jump in. Sorry. So you're saying one out of every 100.
100, yes.
That's going to step up and say it.
That is lying about it.
That is lying or stepping up to say that they're lying.
That got caught in the lie.
Oh, okay.
That got caught in the lie.
That's the key word. Caught.
So
like nobody got no criminal record.
Well,
don't mean that mean they just got caught.
Well, and that's true on behalf of women and men. You have to think of how many actually get reported,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah, right.
So, and that is, I believe, right now it's something like it's gone up. But not by much. I want to say out of, I think it's something like 20% of rapes get reported. That's 1 in 5.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're talking about that small percentage of actually reporting, and you're talking about out of that, the small fraction that is a lie, you know. And you're right, it does ruin lives. It ruins a lot of lives. And usually what happens is because you have to go through such a process to report a rape, right? There's a lot of stuff that you have to go through. There's the rape kit procedure you have to go through, which is hours. This is not a fun thing to do, right? And then there's the story that gets checked 3 times, 4 times. And a lot of times the officer that is interviewing you is not a woman. Mm-hmm. So you have to tell your story to a man. Mm-hmm. After something just terrible just happened to you by a man. You know?
Yeah.
This is not a good situation. And that's usually where things start falling apart. You know, the person that is lying has not done a rape kit, has made the report, and then, you know, they get grilled by the officer, and it's a shaky story. It's shaky all the way around, you know. And usually those are the ones that, you know, they fall apart, and they know that it's going to fall apart, you know. But on the whole spectrum, you know, I get why it's a sensitive issue because, you know, you're being accused of doing something you didn't do, you know? And that in and of itself is a problem, especially when usually it's because, you know, is a parent involved? Oh, you weren't supposed to be out with that boy anyway. Oh, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I swear. You know, there's always some outside pressure going on there.
Wow. Now, we've had a question that was raised on our Facebook page, you know, who's to blame for, you know, teenagers, you know, having consensual sex with adults. And Buddha, he's going to read just a couple of those comments.
Oh, Lord.
A young lady said, who's to blame? The rapist.
Back to the point.
No doubt.
Another lady said the teenagers. So she opposed that. Somebody also said they can't give consent at all if they're a minor.
If they're a minor. That's absolutely.
So that really tells you who's at fault. Mm-hmm. Who's to blame? If you can't get consent, then.
Yeah. Even if she says yes. She's not of age.
That's we have another one that's chiming in. They actually work for the Department of Family and Children's.
Okay.
But they commented indicating that it's the parents and the adult committing the act.
Absolutely.
Fault. You know, so it's definitely a touchy situation at this point. At the end of the day, I just say it, and I'm going to say it again. I'm sure they ain't watching my show. They're too young. Mm. This adult radio. So parents, please, even the single parents out there, tell y'all fast ass daughters and boys sit their hot ass down somewhere before they get somebody in trouble. Because that's exactly what's gonna happen. Ain't nothing gonna happen to your child. It's all gonna be that adult. Now, that adult should also have the sense of mind to be like, go on and sit your fast ass down somewhere, too. Mm-hmm. And understand the clues and the signs, you know, like, you know, Nikki over here. Mm-hmm. You know, I call her every single time. So it's just one of them situations, either look like you're young or you look like a grown woman, but it all starts with the conversation.
And
the
that
mindset.
Conversation needs to start young. You need to start young, and you can be teaching your kids about consent at a very early age. You know, you ever see kids with, you know, that don't want to give a grandma or a grandpa or an uncle a hug, and the parents are like forcing them to do it? Mm-hmm. No, at that age, your body is your body, and it's your choice even then. So you can start that conversation really young.
Give your boo
absolutely.
A kiss.
Give a kiss.
I definitely would like to thank our special guest tonight, John Venture. You know, you're really no guest. You're always family here, sir.
Always a good time.
Go ahead and let everybody know your handles again on social media.
It's John DaVinci everywhere, from YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, JOHNDEVINCI, John DaVinci.
And Miss Nikki over here. So I called you Miss Nikki with it. MS.
It.
MS, yeah.
I'm of age.
By a few years.
She is 28. So she's old enough to rent a car without having them fees. So
that's it.
Boom, there it is, just like that. So just let everybody know real quick how they can follow you so they can.
You guys can follow me on Instagram, Snapchat, Nikki Nicole, NikkiNycole.
Just like that.
Okay. Yeah, just straight like that.
And our behavior analyst,
yes. Robin. Former behavior analyst.
Former.
Yes.
But you still always won.
Always. I have 26 years in, and I'm a parent of five.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be a former Marine.
That's right.
Marine.
That's right. So you can find me. My last name is Hoffman. So on Instagram, it's Hoffy's Heart. That's HOFFYS. And then Heart, HEART. And you can find me on Facebook and under Hoffy's Chat With Me, because that's the name of my show, Chat With Me.
And our lawyer friend, Penelope.
You can find me at Penelope Barrett Live. That's on Instagram, Facebook, and my Twitter.
Just like that, guys. We'll be back with our chocolate letter next week with a whole new episode, whole new topic. I'm your host, TJ Chapman. It's my sidekick, Buddha.
Yeah.
Keep it locked. The best.